Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, even if you want to put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya and give them tens of billions of dollars and heat-seeking missiles, you believe that's patriotic as the government says to do it. Still, you've been lied to. I mean, the West started the war, started the attempted overthrow. It was an unpopular uprising. We're now 6+ months into the Al-Qaeda uprising, 5 months with the peace bombing effort launched by Lord Obama, and, of course, the Italians and the French and the British. But now, here they are like we're idiots. U.S. boots on the ground in Libya, Pentagon confirms Fox News. Despite repeated assurances from President Obama military leaders that the U.S. would not send uniformed military personnel to Libya, where U.S. service members arrived. Four U.S. service members arrived on the ground in Tripoli over the weekend. Four? I mean, 3 months ago, I had guests on who I confirmed who they were, who said that there were dead U.S. troops coming in from Libya. And then foreign media videotape Europeans and Americans firing weapons. Webster, you were there during all of this. I mean, they talk to us like we're children, Webster.
I believe the report was that a boat carrying U.S. and other NATO special forces arrived in Benghazi around the 15th or 16th or 17th of February, somewhere in there. You remember the Dutch special forces were captured. British Special Forces and MI6 were captured by, in some cases, by the Benghazi rebels themselves. So we got the situation where the military commander of the city of Tripoli is Belhaj Hasidi Hassadi, a hard...
Webster, your phone cut out. Are you there? We lost his cell. Call him back so we can finish. Wow, look at this other news. Super Earth, one of 50 newfound planets. Newfound alien planets could potentially support life. Amazing. The stuff that our technology is discovering. The problem is we're lied to so much you never even know what's true anymore. Okay, now Webster's going to get back on and finish, but just a few months ago he was in Libya while it was under bombardment. And I want him to be able to finish up on former congressman or congressional delegate from the District of Criminals. I saw NATO troops behead Libyans. Walter Fontetroy claims he saw NATO troops behead Libyans as part of a siege to overthrow Gaddafi's regime, a conflict he attributes to geopolitical agenda to recolonize Africa. Well, yeah, they want it for a big base. But, hey, Obama's supposedly part African, so it makes it okay. I mean, I guess if a black guy robs a black guy, is it all right? Or if a white guy robs a white guy? What if a Native American robs a Native American? Does that make it okay? No. But again, because of his color, and that's, by the way, what we said was going to happen and what Tarpley said was going to happen in the Obama deception, is that Africa is going to be invaded, and we show troops invading Libya and predict that Libya would be invaded in the Obama deception. More important now than 2.5 years ago when I put it out. Came out March 13th, 2009. Was going to come out the 15th, but the FBI showed up here asking questions about it and wouldn't say why. And I said, uh-oh, we better get it out now. And then people didn't believe the FBI had been here. And then, of course, later it came out in the Associated Press that they had been here. People are like, this is a stunt for the Obama deception. Webster, we're going to break. We'll come back to you since your phone cut out. And I want you to finish up on this former congressional delegate, congressman from District of Criminals, saying he saw all this. You know, Watson says he claimed it. Everything you said that was going on in Libya has now been proven. What he's saying has happened in other cases. I mean, you can question him, but I think it's prima facie right there on the face of it. We'll be right back. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Your calls and a mass of news.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be on television tonight, 7 o'clock Central, every weeknight. What a commitment we have engaged in. InfoWars Nightly News. We have several extremely informative guests that I'll tell you about at the end of the show today. They're going to be joining us. We've got several very important news packages we're producing. I mean, this is real news that we're engaged in. And we've put a huge investment into it. We couldn't have done this without InfoWars.com supporters. The visitors to the site, folks that support our advertisers, people that click on our sponsors, folks that buy books, T-shirts, videos at InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv is really growing. And now you can go to the site by going to InfoWarsNews.com. And in the next 6 months or so, I got a couple other projects I'm about to launch. We're going to have a whole new news site. I mean, you see the look of the new pages that we've put together at InfoWarsNews.com. There's going to be a whole new site with a whole bunch of other functions there at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to begin migrating, not away from PrisonPlanet.tv, but with a whole new site. And so when you join one site, you're a member with both. That's basically what we're going to move towards, or some other system similar to that, where you join one site and then, you know, get a passcode for the other. The point is, I believe in having multiple systems, multiple backups, but also variations to them. That's always been my gut instinct with media operations, and it's held us in good stead Also, we have had TV and different cable systems and folks interested in carrying a show, but I'm not ready yet. And we're in the beta testing mode, and you see all that at prisonplanet.tv. We're getting a lot of new members. It looks good. It looks like we're on target to be able to continue our expansion if you continue to support us. So please buy the great stainless steel water filters at InfoWars.com, made in America. Buy the books, buy the videos, buy the materials, and spread the word about the show, and it's a win-win-win. You get materials to raise your awareness to a higher level, then you can pass on the book or the DVD or make copies of my films or air them on Access Television or show them to your church or show them to your neighbor. Every person you wake up is invaluable in the fight against tyranny. But then it also makes our operation possible when you buy a water filter, a T-shirt, a ball cap, a video. And then all of it helps get the word out because it finances the radio show, the TV show, the media, the research, the graphics people, all of it. We are well above. We've got like 34 people now. That is a big nut to crack at the end of each month. But we're doing it. We also did something very, very exciting, and I'm going back to finish with Webster Tarpley and then your calls and a bunch of news. I'm sick of flying, and I'm sick of having my friends and family groped in front of me. And so I try to not drive. I try to not fly. But still, I have to sometimes in the interest of time. And people want me to travel and speak at radio stations. They want me to get on the road more. You know what? I'm going to announce it later in the week. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll announce it later in the week. It's just that I am going to be doing more road trips, more speaking engagements. You want it, you got it. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll be doing the TV show from the road. We've got a vehicle, and I'm going to turn it into a communications hub. And we've got some ground transportation. I'll just leave it at that. Now we need to buy the equipment for it and get it all retrofitted and everything. It's a nice bus / RV, but it looks like something out of a topless bar on the inside. And it's pretty racy on the outside, but it was the best deal we could get. It's definitely a Millennium Falcon level. It's great, but it's also, you know, kind of, it's like 11 years old and definitely a pimp game type vehicle. So I've got and I'm not a flashy person, but it was the cheapest one we could get that had the quality. All right, side issue. Going to Tarpley. Tarpley, this is really unspeakably wild because it's backed up by what you witnessed. It's backed up by Reuters, even Washington Post. Even Al Jazeera, that's pro-war, has had to admit, yeah, there's piles of dead black people everywhere, women, children, men. They take them out and kill them, even though, of course, there's black Libyans. And you reported on that going on in the East months and months ago. It was confirmed, hanging black men from lamp poles. But we now have a well-known, respected former U.S. congressman or delegate from the District of Columbia, but technically a congressman, Walter Fontroy, said that he had to hide out for a month, that he was presumed dead, for those that didn't know, and that he was having to hide out and took him a month to get out because blacks were being killed on the spot. And we know even Anglo reporters were being sniped and shot by al-Qaeda and NATO forces. This is a new level of war crime. But I guess because Obama is heading it up, there won't be any war crime charges because he's the man of peace, because he was given that peace prize.
I think it's a tremendous embarrassment now for Obama in the black community to have an eyeball witness of the moral authority and historical stature of Delegate Fontroy. That's going to be something Obama will have to deal with. It's going to hurt him a lot. The other thing is, these are the new vandals, right? The new al-Qaeda rulers of Libya are like the vandals. Those were the ones, you know, they came out of Asia. They went all the way around through Spain and into North Africa. They took over Libya, and then they started taking over Sicily and Sardinia and Corsica, and that's who sacked Rome in 476, right? That's the end of the empire. So what you're going to have is al-Qaeda pirates in the Mediterranean. And just a couple of examples. There's this guy, Salabi, right? We just went through Bel-Hajj. Bel-Hajj is bad enough. Salabi came out a couple of days ago. He's another one of these terrorist commanders who's now, you know, the boss of Libya. And he says that the former Gaddafi ministers in the Benghazi rebel council are no longer acceptable to the killers. In other words, the gunmen want to get rid of these former Gaddafi guys. And that means Jalil is the head of state and Jibril is the head of government, the guy who pals around with Hillary Clinton. And it sounds to me like they're getting ready to eliminate those two. This guy, Salabi and Bel-Hajj, those guys are prime suspects, along with Hifter, in the killing of Yunus, right? The military commander of the rebels was assassinated a little bit more than a month ago now, and there were unconfirmed reports over the weekend that Jalil had been assassinated, that the head of state of the rebels had simply been gunned down.
Yeah, so the rebels are busy killing each other, and Al-Qaeda is starting to knock people out so they can fully take over. And undoubtedly, the West is going to be very proud of that and think that the public has no memory. And in a couple of years, we'll be having to give up our liberties and invade Libya again to battle Al-Qaeda. And they'll probably even claim that Al-Qaeda is working for Gaddafi or something.
Here's another scenario. You get the Al-Qaeda regime in Libya to invade Algeria, and then the U.S. invades Algeria to protect them from Al-Qaeda, or some variation on that. Because remember, Algeria is now a target. That's another big country, big oil producer, very valuable place. Algeria has not supported the Al-Qaeda rebellion in Libya at all, and the U.S. is furious. They always wanted to overthrow Algeria. Algeria has 50,000 Chinese workers, and the U.S. and the British want them kicked out. So Algeria, big target in the coming weeks.
Very interesting, Webster. But again, is there any way to start some type of war crimes movement for the racial genocide going on? But that's naive. The UN ran the Ivory Coast invasion that killed tens of thousands, and admittedly, their rebel forces were slaughtering people en masse. This is truly a criminal group drenched in blood at every level.
I think that stopping the support of Al-Qaeda and stopping this imperialist interference should become an important program point in an emerging mass strike movement. And again, if we have the collapse of the European banking system over the next 2 months, which I think is more than likely, that will soon be followed by a banking panic in the United States, and then we will need to implement a recovery program and a mass strike. Right? What began in Wisconsin in February, I think, will come back on a much larger scale after having gone underground for 6 months or whatever it's been. And at that point, this will be a demand that can be raised. And 9/11 also gets fed into that. In other words, we want to stop the drills, stop the totalitarianism, stop false flag attacks. And that's part of the general movement to break the power of the Wall Street finance oligarchy, because that's the enemy, that's the goal. Wall Street, Wall Street, Wall Street. Fight bankers. That's the great point.
Webster Tarpley, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your analysis.
Bye bye, Alex. Congratulations on your program.
Oh, the television show? Thank you, Webster.
Yeah, right.
Well, I hope people spread the word about the TV show. Because it really is going to reach millions and millions of people. It's already reaching. Well, it's already reached a couple million. We've been posting most of the nightly news a day later on the Alex Jones channel at PrisonPlanet.tv. So it's being posted at PrisonPlanet.tv immediately. It's being restreamed after it first airs. But then it is also being posted over on the YouTube channel. Now, in the future, we're not going to post all of it. We're going to post highlights on the YouTube channel, because we have to wean ourselves away from YouTube to a certain point, because they are censoring people more and more. They are trying to restrict our accounts more and more. And so we've got to more and more focus on building up our own operation so that we can also capitalize and produce more shows that can then be deployed to different cable systems and satellite systems. And again, we're not going to be on the big marquee channels like Fox or whatever, but we will be here and there on systems reaching millions of people globally. So it's just another Hydra head that we're growing to attack the New World Order. All right, your calls straight ahead, and I've got a bunch of news on the fires.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Way up. Way up.
North to Alaska. To go north, the rush is on.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92.
With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too.
They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold.
Below that old white mountain.
Coming up, Luke Radowski's going to pop in and tell us what he witnessed at Ground Zero this weekend, this Sunday, as the system squeezed out whatever blood they could of the victims of 9/11 to sell their police state in the end of America. It has become a holiday to celebrate fear and hysteria and lies. So we'll be talking to Luke briefly. I want to go to Austin, Swiss guys, Steve, Freddie, and Jason. We'll at least get to you guys before Luke joins us. And then I have other news here that I don't know if I can do justice to this in the time we have. Ron Paul, call him a nut, out of the Washington Post. That's the headline. And then the reasons he's a nut is he says the currency's been devalued. And the guy goes on to say that's insane. Now, for anyone who has common sense, you know this is an insane article where the person is an unintellectual fool, Eric Wimple, Mr. Wimple. But this guy may have a wimpy psychological makeup, but he doesn't. He knows full well that that's a real problem we face and going on. I mean, you can listen to the financial channels. That's all they talk about. So what is he doing there? He thinks his audience are a bunch of idiots. Oh, look, that guy's a kook. Ha! He said buy gold and it's up 900%. Crazy person. It'd be like if you were a NFL scout and you scouted, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks in history, and everybody's like, ha ha, you know, he made an incredibly good scouting choice. He's a kook. Oh, this guy made a stock market bet that made him 1,000 times the money back. He's crazy. They do that more and more. It's all just about the laughing. Ha ha ha, the guy's crazy. Ha ha. Just counting on readers to go, oh, well, he's a kook. It's kooky to say silver's a good investment. I've got that. And then I've got this. I see these articles all the time and never really get into it. And I know that there are really about 6-7 different groups of gypsies around the world. But all the time I read about stuff they're up to, depending on which group it is. And then in Austin, it's real politically correct to say it's a lie and that it's discrimination and that gypsies don't ever do anything wrong. And that's just not true. And people culturally need to tell folks this behavior is wrong so that it isn't done anymore. I mean, are there Christian groups of gypsies and different groups that aren't involved in crime? Yes, I've actually researched this topic, and there are a lot of them that aren't. But still, there are the groups that believe it's culturally okay to do it. My wife grew up in Europe. She lived in 5 different countries. My parents have been to Europe a lot. I've never had any run-ins when I've been in Europe, but they say that, yeah, it's bad. I mean, they'll come grab your purse away, grab your food right off your plate, demand money. And whenever national TV shows clips of it, they'll always call them Spanish or Italians. No. And then blame the Spanish or the Italians. No, it's gypsies. And this is political correctness where the post office won't deliver Bibles now saying that they're homophobic in England. That's in the news. That was in the Daily Mail yesterday. But then this headline, travelers who kept and starved slaves produced one who was on the brink of committing suicide from a bridge. And that's how police discovered it. And they had all these people kept in dog kennels and horse boxes covered in feces who would be delivered out of the caravans to work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Recovering driveways and things like that. That's a classic traveler. By the way, I've been told you're not even supposed to say the name gypsy because it's like DynCorp changed their name for a while. Of course, they're corporations, so they can't say it's racist to call us DynCorp. Or Monsanto changed their name for a while, then changed it back. It's like a name; it's a bad connotation, and you're not supposed to say it. And there's a lot of different cultures of travelers. Not all of them are the folks who came from India, probably about 1,500 years ago. And a lot of gypsies groups, I find it fascinating. Yeah, I think I'm going to get some experts on, including the UT professor, who's like one of the leaders of the gypsies, on. But they found 2 dozen modern-day slaves kept in dog kennels covered in feces. Well, they deserved it, because the travelers can do no wrong. This is their culture, to kidnap people. Come on. Those people deserve to live in dog cages. Anybody that criticizes is racist.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
That's right, the big dog's moving to television.
She's changed the lock on our...
We're beta testing it at prisonplanet.tv. If you're not a subscriber and a member, please become one today. We'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock Central. All right, I promise, I'm going to your calls right now. I had a Luke Radowski, Swiss guy, got to talk to you, Austin, Freddie, Steve. We're going to get to everybody. About to go into overdrive, but we're doing it right now. I just want to finish this article. This is the Daily Mail. Travelers, gypsies, it doesn't say which tribe, who kept and starved slaves, rescued one who was on the brink of committing suicide from a bridge, vulnerable victims lured from soup kitchens, benefit offices, and hostels, slaves kept in filthy kennels and horse boxes, one held for 15 years, five people from traveler's site arrested, two dozen modern-day slaves held in appalling conditions were rescued when police raided a traveler's camp yesterday. About 200 officers stormed the site, where the men were kept in filthy caravans, dog kennels, and horse boxes. Some were starving. The vulnerable victims have been lured from soup kitchens, benefit offices, and hostels with promises of paid jobs and shelter. That's how DynCorp and others have been caught kidnapping women all over Europe. See, these people's problems are they didn't go work for the New World Order. They can fly first class in jets and kidnap whoever they want. Openly, CPS openly ships kids out of the U.S. every day to their tortured deaths. And it's just like, hey, we're the U.S. government. Instead, they became slaves after their masters beat them into submission, stole their possessions, and shaved their heads. They were put to work in grueling manual labor jobs, paving driveways and clearing rubble because they were deemed cheaper than hiring machinery from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. At least one man had been kept as a slave for 15 years. Another was found with dog excrement all over his clothes. Investigators are now working to uncover the true scale of the harm amid speculation that there may have been hundreds of victims. As if people don't know when they pull up and let somebody out of a cage to clean their yard. But see, there's no see something, say something campaign for this. No. And I'll just say this in closing. People who claim that this is not gypsy culture need to decry it and speak out against it instead of running around all over TV, because I've kind of made an interesting study of this, so I find it interesting, lecturing everyone that it isn't true, that this is part of the culture, that it's okay to rob and steal from people. If this isn't your culture, then you need to speak out against it instead of saying it isn't going on. Because I see stuff like this every few weeks, and then anybody who criticizes it is attacked. And gypsy groups that are not into this kind of stuff, and I did some research, there are some that actually aren't involved in this stuff, you need to speak out against it instead of going around saying it isn't happening. This is a big issue. And look, every culture gets the attitude of everybody else is scum, we can do this. The Native Americans were treated like they were scum by white people. That's wrong. Okay? It was wrong in the culture to say that. Every other tribe or group thinks that they're better than everybody. The point is we need to be honest about this. It's like Aztec culture. People say, don't judge. You can't judge a culture. Well, the Nazis had a bad culture. The Aztecs would sacrifice their children. I'm going to make a moral decision, and that's bad. And I've had university professors attack me for criticizing Aztecs. Well, I'm against the Druids sacrificing their children. I mean, those are white people. You see, the system doesn't want you to be able to make a moral judgment because they want to make all the judgments for you. They say there are no morals, but then they moralize to you all day. Okay? And I've had friends, I've had family robbed by gypsies in Europe. My wife lived in Rome for 6 years. So don't tell her that that isn't going on. Don't tell these people. See, it's time to stop being politically correct. It's time to stop it. And it's just like with cops. When there's bad cops on the force and people let that become the culture, it makes all the cops look bad. And it's the same thing with the diverse traveler culture. I know there's a whole bunch of groups. And a lot of the subgroups and other groups get blamed for some of the other criminal groups. The point is that it needs to be exposed, it needs to be talked about before it gets out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to Austin in Arizona. Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Hey, so I wanted to make a comment, and I had a quick video that I wanted to play on air if I could.
I don't know if we have time, but go ahead.
Okay. Let me play the video real quick. It's only a couple of seconds. It's from NY1.com. And it talks about how the police are manipulating crime statistics and the corruption of the police. Here it is.
The Village Voice is releasing some shocking recordings made inside of Brooklyn Police Precinct. The Voice says the tapes show precinct bosses pressuring cops to make their monthly quotas of arrests, stops, and frisks, and urging officers to report fewer actual crimes in order to manipulate crime statistics.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That goes on everywhere. They cover up real crime, they release violent offenders, and they keep nonviolent all over the U.S. in prison longer than violent. They want violence out, causing mayhem to scare the public to want more police in prison. They want the nonviolent building widgets. And yes, I was aware of that in New York City. It's come out everywhere. The cops have put full-page ads in saying, we don't want to arrest a pregnant woman for sitting on a bench more than 5 minutes. We don't want to arrest an old lady for throwing a newspaper in the trash. We're ordered to go after non-criminals. So, in fairness to the police, they don't like it either. Go ahead.
And, right. And I also wanted to point out that You know, I think that the biggest change that needs to happen with society is I think we need to get back to the basics. And, you know, what I mean is I think that we need to start bringing back the community, and we need to start bringing back the family, because we can change the government, which is good, and restore the republic. But if we still don't have unity, then, you know, I don't see how it could hold up, you know.
I agree with you. Great points. Thank you so much, sir. Really fabulous points and so simple. Let's talk to Swiss guy in Switzerland. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi,
I'm
welcome.
From Switzerland, and I really appreciate your show. I follow you since a while. And just to say that even in Switzerland, the people are struggling, and the people are watching what you are doing. A big up to the whole crew of InfoWar and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I have one request. One request is that a lot of people of whole international, of the whole world watching you, and I think it would be nice if you have some more coverage of international news or happenings. I think I know that it's the proximity for you is really important to have
Remember, the United States is the center of the global empire now, and so it's kind of like we're in the middle of Rome and the Roman Empire. But I agree with you that we should cover more of what's happening around the world. But whatever's happening here is being duplicated where you're at. This is a global system.
Definitely, I agree, and we see it like today. We watch every day. We watch the stock market, and we see it like how it goes. And here it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the stock market in Europe in US open, and we are watching it closely, and we see it every time how it goes. Anyway, I just have to request that the important thing is also that a lot of things happening worldwide, and I think it would be nice if you have some. Maybe international correspondent that would talk to you per Skype or something, because I agree that U.S. is like the whole global system, catch the whole global system. But but a lot of side effects coming to Europe, coming to different countries in the whole world. And I think your show is so important and so great. It would be nice
Swiss
to have
guy.
Some more
Swiss guy, you're even nice to, you know, to call in and stay on hold, and I appreciate you. We do cover international issues. We probably should cover more because it's a very small planet. As you know, a lot of the bailout money went to foreign banks because it's foreign banks that have taken over the U.S. They've taken over your country, and I know that dollar devaluation worldwide has been driving up your Swiss franc, so now you've had to devalue it. So certainly, it's the very same banksters and their fractional reserve system that is hammering us all. We have covered, of course, the nuclear processing plant exploding today in France. We've been covering Libya. We've been covering Iran. I would say we're actually pretty heavily balanced towards foreign news, but there's so much interesting news happening overseas. Give me some examples of some news you'd like to see us cover.
They would cover up you some stories from outside, like calling by phone. Your night show is really great, and it's just a suggestion. I mean, maybe you can just make a call up from some guys who have already video programs or something open, and that is just an idea. But I have another issue, Alex.
Sure.
I really appreciate your show, and I follow you. I come every day a couple of times to your website, InfoWar.com. And just one thing is really, you say, we have informed ourselves about what's happening in the world and stuff. And I just watched like a 7-hour DVD about 9/11, where they say there was even no plane around. And I saw some videos where it's only explosions and no video. And anyway, but the thing is that your website is in red, blue, and white. And this is my biggest issue, because when I coming back to your website after this 6-hour DVD, I realized that these colors are the Freemasons colors. And I'm personally quite shocked, because I hope you don't do that because of this. But I think definitely there have to be a change to do. Your new website and your stuff is really good, but these colors have to disappear because these colors are like blue,
sure.
Red, and white are the Freemasons.
Sure. Swiss guy, look, I appreciate your call. And we're going to go to Luke Radowski and then back to your calls. Freddie, CJ, Steve, and Jason will at least get to those calls before we end the transmission today. But I want to get an update of what happened on Ground Zero. I am not scripted. I don't have a teleprompter. I don't screen your phone calls. We're not into color theory and things like that. We're not into subliminals. I've had graphic people before kind of copy TV and have some fast-moving stuff, and people say, hey, that's subliminal. Well, that's just us copying television style. As for red, white, and blue being Mason colors, I mean, I think in Masonic stuff, there's all sorts of color use. Obviously, our country's color is red, white, and blue. The French colors are red, white, and blue. I like blue and white. And I told Kurt Nemo when he redesigned InfoWars years ago, I said, I want it to look like blue and white. And I want to have a map of the world at the top. And he did a couple different variants. I said, I like that. So I like blue and white. And then there, I guess sometimes when a story is really important, we copy the Drudge Report where he red links something. So I guess, yeah, I'm like, hey, add a function where if something's really important, it's a red link. And so, yeah, then you get red, white, and blue. But I don't even really know that that's some coded color, but I believe you've done research and know something I don't know. But the site's got green on it. I've worn green shirts before and get emails saying I'm a secret jihadist because I'm wearing green. Look, green is my favorite color. I'm a Christian, but if that's proof that I'm a jihadi, then so be it. Again, you have to judge the show off of the information I cover. Okay, I mean, do you think the globalists like what I'm doing? Do you think they like me up here exposing their system? No. All right, going to Luke Radowski. I wanted to get Luke to pop in, founder of We Are Change, great journalist and activist in his own right, to break down what the feeling was of the crowds there, the checkpoints all over the city, and how it was used for a police state. 10 years later, Luke, what's your view on 9/11 and what you witnessed at this important memorial?
I mean, this event, this anniversary was unlike any other. I mean, the police barricaded miles of New York City. It took at least an hour to get from one block to another. It was the most craziest thing since the Obama inauguration, with National Guard on the street with M16 rifles, shotguns, full force. They were searching people. They were searching people's bags, detaining people for wearing a 9/11 was an inside job t-shirt and telling them they couldn't get near the memorial because they had a 9/11 was an inside job t-shirt. It was one of the most intense things, total lockdown of the city. Police were everywhere, and you couldn't get around. You couldn't move around anywhere, and it was really just insane seeing the full force out there.
Luke, let me stop you. This is big breaking news, and I'm going to cover it tonight then on television, and we're going to get an article out because you are a reporter and respected. How fast can you get footage, or is there footage of the police saying, if you have a 9/11 Truth shirt, you aren't even allowed anywhere near on public streets? That is huge discrimination.
Yes, I believe there's a video in the process of being uploaded right now by another 9/11 activist that was there that was actually detained by them. It should be uploaded very soon. If I have the link, I'll send it.
Yeah, more and more, that was the talking point we cover in Truth Rising, is Fox, CNN, MSNBC. They say 9/11 Truth works with Al-Qaeda. It's not just that we're exposing the government did it. We're really terrorists. And, of course, we have the police saying your camera is a gun and a bomb and that they're going to frame you. That's in Truth Rising. So this is a standard M.O. now. Tell me more, Luke.
And they even arrested a man for speaking out against 9/11 Truth. He was, of course, raising his voice. He immediately had cops come on him and detain him and arrest him for just simply speaking out.
Well, so now it's like North Korea. Now, not only are there checkpoints and people being searched and military with guns, but now they arrest you. Wow. Land of the free,
intense.
Huh?
It was pretty intense. People were all over the place. I actually got a lot of great interviews with family members who supported new investigations, who didn't want to be used by the administration to prop off their propaganda. So I've been just working on a lot of videos this weekend. You're going to be seeing them on youtube.com/WeAreChange. I'm going to release a new video every morning. lockdown that I ever seen in New York City, and it was surreal seeing just people just like scattered all over the place, and it definitely wasn't well put together at all.
Well, they're definitely upset. I've talked to a lot of insiders that 9/11 truth continues to surround the Ground Zero area, but you're saying this time they had checkpoints blocks and blocks away, and that you couldn't even get into the general area where the hotels are, anything, if you had a 9/11 truth shirt. Wow, that is Soviet.
Yeah, they had a couple streets that were able that anybody was able to walk by. But if you wanted to get near the memorial, near the viewing station, you have to get to a police checkpoint where they were stopping people with investigate 9/11 T-shirts and investigate 9/11 T-shirts, and they pretty much just pinned in people near the memorial with barricades, with tape everywhere, and they just locked it all down. And
Luke, stay there. Incredible. And this is only one more step away from take them away, arresting them. Well, I guess they already did arrest a guy, so.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Be part of the real alternative media, not the counterfeits that are out there claiming that they are the truth or that they are the cutting edge of alternative information. Hey, it's a free-for-all. I hope Glenn Beck doesn't continue his globalist ways. But he clearly is copying much of what we do. And they say that's one of the most sincere forms of flattery, so fine. He launches his show today. Well, ours has been launched for years, but we've launched the nightly news in the last few weeks at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to add a lot more in the future. So please become a member and support the True Alternative Media at PrisonPlanet.tv. And please spread the word about InfoWars Nightly News. And those of you that are members, underwrite the development of a much more prolific and powerful system. Luke, I know talking to some of the first responders, firefighters, police, and others who were barred from the event because they're angry about the dust and the rest of it. In all fairness, I did see CBS News actually doing a report about it this weekend, admitting that there was a cover-up. That they were saying that they were going to try to go through the lines and protest up at the gates. Did you get any intel on what happened with that?
Any form of protesting or any form of activism was virtually impossible down in New York City on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. It was impossible to walk anywhere. There was crowds everywhere, corralled in cages. You couldn't go from one place to another without waiting 20 minutes. All the streets were blocked off. Everything was the tightest security again that I ever saw in my life. So I saw first responders walking around in the crowd. That's all I was able to see. But I was not able to see any first responders do any of that. And it was just a very chaotic, it was just all over the place. But I met many loving and caring people that came all over Europe, even as far as Australia, just to be there, just to stand in solidarity with first responders, with the family members who were demanding a new investigation into 9/11.
Well, the good news is, Luke, I know you travel the world and talk to a lot of people, but from my perspective as a media person, you know, the general public isn't known, so they don't know how many people are awake. But when you are a prominent media person and you walk down the street and every other person, you know, comes up and says 9/11 is an inside job, you know we're winning this fight. And so there's this hoax the media is running that 9/11 truth is dead. I think instead of dead, it's just seen as common sense now and has become the pervasive fact. And so but it has lost some of its push to ever bring the perpetrators to justice, because there's now 10 years on. So do you see the paradox I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're definitely sending an illusion, making us feel isolated, that we're alone, that nobody feels the way we do. But just being on the streets in New York City, even just walking by or doing interviews with random people, I find that the majority of people, especially when it comes to 9/11, know that there's something wrong. All they have to do is look at just the clip of Building 7 collapsing. And sadly, the mainstream media has not been doing their job. They have been calling us fringe. They have been calling us crazy. But there's nothing crazy about asking questions and demanding answers and not doing what they do. They haven't held any of our politicians accountable, and that's why we're here. That's why we're asking people like Thomas Keene real legitimate questions, and you see him running, ducking and diving away from a simple question. And that's all we're trying to show here, is like the information is being denied to us, and they're not showing us what's really happening. And I hope people slowly start waking up, and they are, and understanding that what we see on TV is not the reality, is not the truth. It's only what corporate masters, corporate puppets want us to know, want us to believe, want us to think. But as soon as we let that go, we start freeing ourselves, and that's when a real evolution will take place, where we'll be able to actually take back this country and actually inspire people to actually do something. And I'm not giving up. I talked to Richard Gates last night, and we had a long conversation, and we told each other I'm not giving up anytime.
Well, Luke, you're doing a superlative job. The main radio show is now over, but we'll be PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars audio stream for a little while longer, because I promised to get to Freddie, CJ, and Steve at least. But Luke, I want to say bye to you during the break here as we end the official radio show. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, PrisonPlanet.tv. Be there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.